right now. Good morning, Dr. Cantor.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. And you?
Great. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Well, thank you. And I look forward to hearing about this. Dr. Cantor, talking about how a proper diet can prevent substance abuse. This is interesting because we have an epidemic going on with substance abuse.
That's correct.
So what's going on with this?
Well, I don't want to say a proper diet will prevent substance abuse. A proper diet will help.
No, it says it can.
Yeah, but it will help in conjunction with the mental part, the therapy. It'll make it much easier to control the substance abuse, to have a much higher rate of withdrawal, and a much, much lower detox rate if you do both. Because there's a physical aspect to it and a mental aspect to it.
So what is the proper diet for this?
Well,
poppy seeds.
First, let me explain what I'm talking about. And then I'll go over the diets, and I'll give you one that you could get right off my website for free for you and all your listeners. Everybody has opiate receptors in their body. They're clusters of proteins. And what they do is when they're stimulated or bound to by certain things like drugs, all the different types of drugs, alcohol, even marijuana, they release chemicals. These chemicals give our body urges. All of our urges except for sex come from these chemicals. Because what the chemicals do is they attack in the middle brain and they make us release dopamine, which is the pleasure center. And when that happens, we want more and more of it. Well, what we found through research is that it's not just drugs that stimulate the opiate receptors and release dopamine. There's also a lot of foods that do the same thing. We've all heard the expression, and maybe even seen the book, that sugar is just as addicting as cocaine. Well,
that's terrible when you put it up your nose and get that awful brain freeze.
Sticky.
I got some chunky monkey up my nose.
Well, that's true, and there's a lot of things that stimulate the opiate receptors, like sugar, sugar substitutes, except for stevia, gluten, dairy products, additives, preservatives, dyes, nicotine, coffee, and of course, drugs and alcohol. So what happens when people are in rehab, they don't have the availability of the drugs or alcohol, which is good, and they're getting therapy. But what they do is they switch right away because they miss that dopamine rush, which is the pleasure center, and they take other things that stimulate it. So if you ever see anybody in a AA meeting or an NA meeting, what you want to do is open up a booth outside selling candy bars and cigarettes. Because that's what everybody switches to because they still want the dopamine.
You sound like quite an opportunist here, Doc. I'm quite honest with you.
So what I did is I had one of the big clinics, five-star rehabilitation centers, ask me to do menus for them. Because most of the clinics do menus that are healthy. But what they don't do is do menus that do two very important things. One is stop stimulating the opiate receptors and stop the inflammation that most people have. And inflammation is caused by acidity. So my menus are 70% alkaline, 30% acidic, and then I use a special hydroxide alkaline water that gets rid of the acid, which causes acidosis, which causes inflammation. Inflammation is probably the single biggest killer we have in the United States because it affects 85% of all the diseases, including substance abuse, because it throws...
Inflammation of what?
Your body, your internal body.
Okay.
And when you get inflammation, it throws the insulin mechanism off.
Okay.
And when it throws the insulin mechanism off, it either tells you to have more sugar, which is going to stimulate the opiate receptors again, or it says don't have sugar, and it tells all the cells to drop the sugar, which has the same effect. So my menus are high alkaline, and I don't have any of those substances in them where I just mentioned that stimulate the opiate receptors. When you have that plus the therapy to find out the reason why you were taking the drugs to begin with, the mental problem, for lack of a better word, you know, a bad home life, you just got divorced, you know, you, different problems like that. It could even be genetic and you're more vulnerable to it. When you have that, plus you don't stimulate the opiate receptors or have inflammation, the chances of successful withdrawal are drastically increased, and the chances of relapse are drastically reduced. Because right now, in the United States, and this comes from the VA, the relapse rate is 85%, which is pretty bad.
It's real bad, yeah. Now, Doc, what is, give us a little sample of this diet. What are we looking at here?
Well, you want to have foods that are healthy. So you need healthy fats like guacamole, avocado, hummus, olive oil. You need healthy, all-natural proteins.
Okay.
You know, beef, poultry, seafood, especially salmon is very good.
Every other diet I've been told to be on.
Yeah, the difference between this diet and the other diets is I stay away from sugar, sugar substitutes, any additives, any preservatives,
okay.
Anything that's very acidic. I stay away from dairy. I stay away from gluten. And then besides that, you're right, it is a normal, healthy diet with one quarter of your...
So when you say that, so a normal, healthy diet, it's the same thing we've been told over and over and over again. Eat a normal, healthy diet. We all know to watch out for sugar. We all know to watch out, and I guess dairy and gluten if you have a problem with that.
No, it's not dairy and gluten if you have a problem with it. It's dairy and gluten because they stimulate the opiate receptors. It's nicotine and caffeine because they stimulate the opiate receptors. It's additives, preservatives in the dyes in the food because they stimulate the opiate receptors. And then you also have to stay away from acidic foods because we have too much. The regular Western diet, American diet, is too acidic. So you have to stay away from those things I mentioned, but also chocolates, wheat, pasta, processed foods, cheese. Sports drinks. All of those things are acidic.
Why don't you just walk right down the aisles of the grocery store and just go, no. No, here's an apple.
But if you look at my diets, you wouldn't know that they were made for substance abuse. If you go to...
Because what else would this be made for? Because wouldn't this be right for something else too? Or is this...
Yes, this would be very good for diabetes. And it's good for general health.
Okay.
But the important part, the big difference, besides it just being a healthy diet, is that I don't stimulate the opiate receptors, and I get rid of the inflammation.
Okay, and now, Doc, before this epidemic that we've had in this country of substance abuse, what was this diet really known for? Because it sounds like, let's gear it towards this.
No, first of all, they didn't have this diet because they didn't go specifically like I am towards the opiate receptors or inflammation.
Okay.
So they didn't really have a diet like this. Like, nobody said don't have dairy.
Okay.
Nobody said don't have gluten unless you had a gluten intolerance. Nobody said don't have sugar substitutes except for stevia.
Yeah.
So I added all that with my research, and I found anything that stimulates the opiate receptors or is causing acidity, I shy away from, so I don't stimulate the opiate receptors, and I don't throw the insulin mechanism off, and therefore I stop the release of the dopamine, which is, you know, what gives us pleasure. Because what happens is, when these people are in rehabilitation, they just transfer the addiction. So they're not taking the drugs or alcohol, but they're keeping their opiate receptors stimulated, because that's how they're fed. And they're keeping the dopamine being released. So once they're out of the clinics, if it's a sleep-in clinic or intensive outpatient.
I, 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 we got to run. We're short on time here. I'm sorry, but give me your website before I don't want people to miss out on this.
No problem. It's named, N-A-M-E-D, program.com. They could go there. There's a thing that says free one-week diet. They click on it. They give their name and email address, and it's automatically emailed to them.
All right. Dr. Keith Cantor, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on the show.